The Assembly picked up Monday where it left off Thursday after a marathon public hearing on Castle's proposed ordinance to demolish the Mary Sia Rec Center as part of a package of projects intended to help the borough begin to catch up on long-deferred facilities maintenance. Lance Roberts offered an amended version of the mayor's ordinance that would keep the rec center open and appropriate more than $682,000 to repair it.
I don't think taking down buildings that really don't have that long a lifespan in the overall scheme of things is the right way to go about it.
Roberts says his ordinance would keep Mary Sia open for a few years unless problems arose due to serious structural issues that borough staff and consultants have pointed out.
The Assembly should definitely say at this point that we want to keep the Mary Sia open.
Roberts says he doesn't believe the borough should knock down the rec center until it has another facility to replace it. Castle has proposed a $35 million aquatic center that would be paid for with bonds. But Roberts says he's reluctant to go along with that because it would add to property taxes. He adds that borough voters may not approve the bond issue given the state's fiscal woes. And he says the solution is to cut services and keep the borough's budget lean.
We are going to need to dig deeper and do some more budget cutting, but everyone in this Assembly knows I'm willing to help with that.
The Assembly defeated Roberts' ordinance 7-1 with only him voting to support. Christopher Quist was absent. The Assembly then took up Castle's ordinance. The mayor told Assembly members he hopes they'll place a bond measure on the fall local election ballot and that voters approve them, but he says he's not counting on that. He says he's proposed to close Mary Sia because the borough doesn't have enough money to repair, maintain, and operate it.
My point is, regardless of the vote up or down on the bond, the building still needs to come down ASAP or get multi-millions of dollars of repair work into it for the next several years.
Castle emphasized several times that his proposals are part of a carefully crafted 10-year plan to catch up on the borough's maintenance backlog. He said proposed amendments to his ordinance could disrupt that plan. He says he'd welcome suggestions on which other facilities the borough should close or demolish and how it could pay for that. After some more back and forth, Aaron Lajeski suggested Castle was just trying to stifle dissent to his plan.
It sounds like you're trying to find another way to close the Mary Sia if you don't get your way tonight.
Many of the 30 or so people who turned out for the meeting murmured their agreement with Lajeski's charge, but Castle, a former Borough Parks and Rec director, was clearly irritated.
It's ridiculous to say that I am trying to target this facility because I don't like it for some reason. That's insanity. This pains me. I'm very emotional about this. I love our parks and rec facilities.
Other Assembly members, like Angela Major, also said they felt pressured by the mayor's pitch.
It just kind of seems like, well, we've already taken the money out of the operating budget for next year. And the more we talk about this, the more it's like you guys don't have any options other than this one.
The Assembly finally approved an amendment proposed by Matt Cooper that would allow the $680,000 Castle proposed to use to demolish the rec center to instead be available for repair or maintenance. Cooper urged Castle to complete engineering tests on the structure as quickly as possible and send results back to the Assembly. Castle says he expects that could be done in 4 to 5 weeks. The Assembly then approved a resolution supporting Castle's maintenance plan and his proposal to ask voters to approve selling bonds to raise $77 million to pay for it, including the Aquatics Center, to replace the Mary Sia and Hammy pools. Lajeski and Roberts both voted no on the measure. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.